You know, it's time as we come together with a lot of different things that are going on in the world, and we added this segment to the online service, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, because I don't get to see some of you on a regular basis like we used to when we were doing in-person worship in church. And so I hope and pray that some of these thoughts might get to you, maybe help you a little bit. I do get an awful lot of thoughts, like everybody, and sometimes you might not want to hear my thoughts, and maybe sometimes, hey, preacher, that's a pretty good thought. But we do have a biblical mandate to encourage one another, and I wanted just to share that with you today in our thoughts and prayers and understanding. Because God wants us to put our trust in Him as we face our fear and live by faith. It's a challenge in this day with the COVID thing. We get so much information from so many different directions. Some that we can understand, some we can't understand. Maybe some's true, maybe some's not true, and we're just bombarded. But the most important thing, that if we have a deep understanding of God's perfect love, unconditional love for us, we will realize that He'll always take care of everything that concerns us, even the COVID thing. Amen? So knowing that, it delivers us from fear. And as we gain experience with God, we see that He always takes care of us and provides what we need. And then we begin to relax and we trust Him more. And I think if you look back on your own life, some things that you've been through before, and you have that experience and that faith that God does take care of everything. As I mentioned, I like to look at different translations of the Bible, because sometimes in the King James Version, some of the old English words are a little tough, so I do a word study, and then I look at different translations, and it's a wonderful thing. The King James is a good translation, but it's a translation. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but William Tyndale, back in the 1600s, was the very first person to translate God's Word into English. But you know what happened to him? He got burned at the stake for heresy, because the culture of the day said, every normal people, they're not supposed to understand God's Word. They got to come to the priest to understand it. Well, they burned him at the stake. His last dying words, not exactly quote, because I wasn't there, but basically he said, "Oh, I pray that King James will open his eyes and see that the ordinary people need to understand God's word in their own language." You know what? His prayer was answered. A couple years later, King James did commission a bunch of translators to do just that. And we have the King James Bible. Thank God for prayers, and thank God for William Tyndale saying, I'm going to stick with this. It's important, and I'm going to get her done. Well, in the Amplified Bible, in 1 John 4:18, it says this: "There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but perfect, complete, full-grown love drives out all fear. Because fear involves the expectation of the divine punishment, so that the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love." 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. "But those of us who have a strong faith understand God's love, and we turn all things over to Him." You know, Satan does like to play tricks on our mind. He can't read your mind, but he can certainly play tricks on it. And sometimes our thoughts and our feelings of fear are nothing more than just him, enemy, Satan, attempting to distract us from God's plan for our life. Now, we may feel fear at various times in our life. It's a normal emotion. But we can trust God and not allow that fear to control us. Amen? So don't be afraid. If you remember in scriptures when the disciples came to Jesus, and Jesus had always said, "Don't be afraid." Even back in the Old Testament in Joshua, he told Joshua to fear not the angel of the Lord. And I'll close with this. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, in the English Standard Version, says this: "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love, and self-control. So hope and pray that you're all doing well, and just a little bit of encouragement here for you today. I want to lift up a prayer. Pat Singletary had some veins in her legs that was not working quite right, and she went over to vascular surgery on Monday, and she's at home, and she's doing well. I want to keep her in prayer. Patsy White is still recovering from her ankle injury, and you know, she's regaining her strength. And one of the things she's always, because she fell once not long ago, and she always has that fear of falling. So pray for Patsy as she regains her balance and things that she needs to do. And also pray for anybody that's quarantined with the COVID thing, and just lift them all up in prayer. We pray for all of our people at Bethel United Methodist Church, and we pray for the conference also, and we pray for our country. We pray for those who serve in the military, EMS people, firefighters, anybody that's out there putting their life on the front line to help protect us and to keep us safe. Continue to pray for our granddaughter, Lexi Allen, Gina Davis, Sylvia Marsh. She's doing well. She's living with Doug, William McLeod, and Tina and Travis Oaks. They are such a blessing, and we're not able to do the youth service right now, but we keep in touch with the young people, and we try to do our best. And we heard from Noah this morning, and he's doing well. You know, it's I don't really do Facebook, but I look at it. But I don't do Facebook, although Judy does. So we stay in touch with a lot of things. But you can't, you know what? You can't believe everything that's on there either. You know what? Jesus gave us a word about a lot of things. Test the spirit and make sure it's of me. And that's exactly what we need to do. So, Father, thank you for this segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for Phil being able to put this together and send it out on the World Wide Web. What a joy. So, Father, we give you the joy this morning, and we thank you that we can pray for one another, lift up one another. And if you have a prayer request or a prayer need, please let Phil or myself know. The information and how you can get a hold of us is in the bulletin. It's on the website, and on my phone number, and Phil's phone number. And if you have a church directory, we want to pray with you and for you. And also, Phil put a link on the website for the Upper Room and even our Daily Bread. So, or if you want to have some of those devotional, give us a call. We'll deliver them to you, because we want to be able to do that. We enjoy encouraging one another. And Jesus said to the disciples, if you want to learn how to pray and you want to learn how to talk to the Father, do it this way. Just like talking to me or talking to other people, just do it in a nonchalant way and have that personal relationship with God. And then Jesus gave him a model to go along with. And the model was what we call the Lord's Prayer. He said, pray this fashion. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Pray you're having a good day. God bless.